This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith. My name's Simon Smart. I'm speaking with speaker, writer and broadcaster Sheridan Boysie. Sheridan, we've been examining the deep questions that you've been identifying as spiritual questions that people ask and seek answers to in various ways. The search for meaning is one. What's another?
Well, another, I would say, is this search for guidance, looking for some sense of how do I make decisions about my life and about where I'm heading in my life. My friend was talking to a colleague recently, and they discussed what had happened over the weekend, and this person said, well, I was so bored, I walked down to the local fortune teller to have my palm read. And they were just bored, but they were looking for guidance for their life. Now, they weren't probably looking for, facts and figures. They were looking for answers to questions like, who am I going to marry and what's happening with my career and am I going to be financially okay as time goes on? Will I always be lonely? Those kinds of questions. We're looking for guidance. And I think we're looking for it in a number of directions. And I think modern society is showing us some very interesting prompts as to how we're looking for guidance.
Yeah, where are people looking for these answers? And are they finding good answers to that question of guidance for my life?
I was at the Mind Body Spirit Festival recently.
Lots of different answers there, right?
Well, you walk around the stalls, and in fact, a plethora of different answers provided for anybody who is going. This year, 65,000 odd people, predominantly women, aged 20 to 40 years old, will be heading through the five Mind Body Spirit Festivals in Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. And they'll be asking for guidance. I spoke to the organisers, and they said that the most popular area of the Mind Body Spirit Festival is the psychic room. They call it the reading room. And the three questions that particularly women are bringing to those psychics there in the reading room are my love life, what's going to happen to me with my career, and am I going to be financially secure? And it was fascinating to talk to some of the people afterwards and just to hear the kinds of things that they were. They were desperately looking for hope, some sense of hope as to my future is going to be okay, that special person is going to be coming along.
It seems to reflect a bit of an anxiety, doesn't it? Like wanting someone to tell me where we're going, not being comfortable with not knowing the answers to that.
Well, definitely. I think so. Yeah, there is definitely an anxiety there. There was a stress there, certainly for some of the people that I spoke to. It's not all New Age navel-gazing, though, either, Simon. I mean, life coaching. Look at the rise of life coaching as a trend over the last decade or so. Now, it can be on a personal basis. It can be in a professional setting as well. I actually think life coaching can be really, really good. But I find it fascinating that it's come at this particular point in, I guess, history.
We think of modern Westerners as just wanting freedom, right? Mm. We just want to be free to make our own choices. And yet some of these trends you're speaking about, the idea of looking for guidance and looking for a sort of an expert or a guru to tell me how to live my life, kind of speaks slightly against that, doesn't it? Because you're really putting yourself at the mercy of someone else's, submitting to someone else's wisdom in this case. I think it's an interesting sort of dynamic.
It is. It's a nice little connection you've made there. We kind of really want freedom, and I guess we want freedom to choose our guru, maybe.
That's right. Don't tell me which guru I have to follow.
Yeah. But look at the rise of the self-help book publishing phenomenon, again, which is not that old, really. In the history of the world, it's not that old. And look at the time that it's risen. It's risen in the last 100 years, and particularly the time where we've kind of become, quote-unquote, the Western world has gone kind of more secular. We're still asking these questions as to how I can find guidance for my life. A couple of years ago, Oprah hosted an online course with the New Age author Eckhart Tolle. 20 million people signed up for that.
Is that right?
20 million people. You can't tell me that people aren't looking for a sense of guidance or looking actually for a guiding voice, somebody who would actually be a guru in their life and say, here's some ways you might be able to find some answers.
So we've got a bit of a vacuum. We're looking for answers from life coaches, business coaches, perhaps counsellors, the Oprah. Mm-hmm. She's going to help me. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of a hunger there, isn't there?
And I guess as a person of Christian faith, I come back to what we once had, a God who is not just distant and separate and wholly other, but a God who is very close and intimate to the point of coming to earth in the person of Jesus and actually providing the guidance and saying, you're weary, you're burdened, well, come to me. You're wanting answers, you're wanting guidance. I've got a bit of a plan. come to me and I'll whisper into your life a certain sense. This is why he gives us gifts and talents and dreams, because he's already got a little bit of a plan in mind that he'd like to invite us to be part of, that is part of his overall story, and taking this world to some sort of a very good and precious place.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.